And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 9th of May, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet and essayist Charles Simic, born in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, 1938. Came to this country, published his first poems in 1959 when he was 21. Since has come out with nearly three dozen books of poetry and many works of prose, and for a time was poet laureate of the United States. He wrote that his mother's family and his father's family did not get on well. He said, "My mother's family was fearful, paranoid, and secretive. They had lost their wealth and were worried about keeping up appearances. They had no sense of humor. Nothing was ever funny to them. My father's family, when they got going at a dinner table, they were like a Dadaist cabaret, so you can imagine how my poor mother felt in their company. The family survived the bombing of Belgrade during World War II. They fled Eastern Europe after the war, came to live in New York, which Simic said looked like painted sets at a sideshow in a carnival, and then moved to Chicago, which he said looked like a coffee table edition of the Communist Manifesto, with glossy pictures of lakefront mansions and inner-city slums. It was on this night in 1671, Captain Thomas Blood, tried to steal the crown jewels from the Tower of London, disguised as a priest. He convinced the jewel house keeper to hand over his pistols. One of the accomplices shoved the royal orb down his breeches. Captain Blood flattened the king's crown with a mallet and tried to run off with it, but they were caught in the act. But King Charles was so impressed with the audacity that he pardoned Captain Blood and restored his estates in Ireland and gave him an annual pension. It's the birthday of Richard Adams, Newbury, England, 1920, best known for his first novel, Watership Down, in 1972. And it's the birthday of the playwright J.M. Barrie, James Matthew Barrie, born in Angus, Scotland, 1860. When he was 6 years old, his older brother died in a skating accident. His mother fell into a deep depression, and Barrie tried to make her feel better by wearing his older brother's clothes. And it occurred to Barrie that his dead brother would never grow up, and the idea stuck with him for the rest of his life. J.M. Barrie, who wrote Peter Pan, The Boy Who Would Not Grow Up, the play, which came out in 1904. It was very successful, but Barrie became obsessed with it and rewrote the script more than 20 times. Here's a poem for today by Marge Piercy, Hard Rain and Potent Thunder. An elephant herd of storm clouds trample overhead. The air vibrates electrically. The wind is rough as hide scraping my face. Long-haired rain occludes the pines. This storm seems personal. We crouch under the weight of the laden air, feeling silly to be afraid. Water comes sideways, attacking the shingles. The skylight drips. We feel trapped in high surf and buffeted. When the nickel moon finally appears, dripping, we are as relieved as if an intruder had threatened us and then walked off with a shrug. A poem by Marge Piercy, Hard Rain and Potent Thunder, from her new collection, Made in Detroit, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.